The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back. KJ makes a pretty good point. He's making 6.5 this year. I didn't realize that was his last year of arbitration number. 6.5. Lance McCullers is. He ain't taking no 7. Scott Boras is his agent. No chance. He ain't taking 7 a year for 3 years.
That's the offer. So you can take it or leave.
Well, they didn't make that offer. You
well,
did.
I made.
Oh, then,
you
know, said,
don't you know
this,
I make offers on this show?
And you, Al Davis, do you speak for the Houston Texans?
Astros, yes. I think some of the offers I've made have been very team friendly. And there's another one. I think it's very reasonable to pay. You don't think I'm paying a reasonable rate? I'm giving him an increase.
Yeah,
he can buy new shoes with it and whatnot. He likes shoes.
Not really.
Haircuts.
Can't even pay for the taxes.
Gave him 500K raise.
Mm.
He hasn't been healthy for all these years.
Yeah, no, he hasn't.
Okay.
No, he hasn't.
That's your offer.
If you're this is very Carlos Correa is going to hit 40 homers of you. Lance McCullers is 16-5. I mean, holy crap. You went from Thundersticks to Astros. What was it? What was the kids thing? That they used to do? Astros kid. Were you an Astros kid?
Astros buddy.
Yeah.
Now you're an Astro. He's back to being an Astro buddy.
Yeah. Well,
he's got Lance McCullers with 16 wins.
As long as he takes
the 16 wins and $7 million. I got one of the best deals in the market. You're welcome for me using some of my numbers and analytics that off. I'm just trying to get the Astros taken care of.
That's all. Yeah. No. Well, I don't know. Just it's pretty good indication that the Astros just aren't all that into him. If you want to know the truth, they don't answer your call when you say, "Hey, I want to do a deal." Nah.
That seems to be going around this city. The Texans aren't answering anyone's calls about Deshaun. Lance McCullers is on their Astros roster. Like, who are you? What are you calling about? Sorry, I don't recognize you because you're barely on the field.
Yeah. Who are you? Who dis?
Yeah. I mean, you gotta get to 30 starts before we even take a call from you.
Did they say who dis?
I mean, I don't think they said it like that, but I imagine it's like, look, man, you don't pitch enough for us to take calls. I don't care who your agent is.
Well, and it's Scott Boras, and guess what? Scott Boras wants a 4-year, $140 million deal for Lance McCullers.
Well, I'm sure Lance wants that too.
Wait, we haven't heard a word from him. That's because Scott Boras wants stupid
money. We know how dumb the asking.
My offer is more reasonable.
Much more reasonable. But guess what? Scott Boras ain't doing your offer. Scott Boras ain't playing that game. No chance. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. How does Brad Stevens feel today, Del?
What do you mean?
How does he feel? Violated?
Well, why did he get? How did he get violated?
He got his identity stolen like I did.
Oh, you guys are living the same type of life.
We are living.
Apparently.
I
thought he had to feel bad because his team stinks.
No, it's no. He's having a terrifically bad month. Okay, they're 3-8 in their last 11. I told my wife I had a root canal and my identity stolen last week, and those were two of my better days in the last 8 days.
Do you think anyone called up? Tim, like, you got a call about, sorry, John, it was me. Do you think Brad Stevens got that call? Someone admitting to stealing his identity and apologizing?
Probably not. I mean, people don't. I don't think anybody has. I have a phone number everybody could call.
That's true.
Anybody knows Brad's number.
I guess. I don't know what the Celtics. I'm sure they have a call in line. Not for Brad, though. You know, every time Brad Stevens and the Celtics struggle, there's this tweet that goes around from Chris Mannix. He writes for SI. He wrote a tweet stating that who would you rather have, any NBA player currently playing or Brad Stevens as the coach to start your franchise? So he's including you could either have LeBron, James Harden, Giannis, or you could take Brad Stevens. And he actually thought that was a legitimate question. So anytime the Celtics are struggling, people are like, remember when Chris Mannix suggested that Brad Stevens was more valuable than an NBA superstar?
That's a dumb question.
Well, that was the reaction from everyone, but Chris Mannix can't live it down.
I guess he can't. Because is he an NBA expert, Chris Mannix?
That's his job to write. Well,
I don't think that.
I mean, he doesn't focus so much on the NBA anymore. He does a lot of different things, but that was his job to talk at the time. He has an NBA podcast that he does.
Well, you can't listen to it anymore because it's too stupid.
It is pretty dumb.
Apparently, Dennis Lindsay ain't getting out of this right away. The NBA is investigating. Now, you said you heard
Dennis
that there
Lindsay
was a...
asked for this.
He did?
Yeah, the Jazz asked for this. There's three people in the room. There was a third person who takes copious notes for everything.
Oh, really?
And the NBA's forensics team can determine and detect if any changes have been made to the spreadsheet. They have an entire spreadsheet of all the notes. All the notes are put into it. So there's a third person. The entire transcript's put in there. It's Quinn Snyder, it's Dennis Lindsay, and it's this other guy's third person. And it's Elijah
Millsap.
So whatever is in there is in there. And the fact that
for those of you who don't know, Dennis Lindsay, the general manager, former Rocket assistant here,
yeah,
and the general manager of the Utah Jazz,
executive vice president now.
Well, executive vice president. Sorry, he is accused of saying by Elijah Millsap. He said, 6 years ago, if you say one more word, I'll cut your black ass and send you back to Louisiana. And Dennis Lindsay categorically denies making that statement. And apparently there was another person in the room taking copious notes. And
well, they do it for every meeting.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Every individual meeting.
Well, let's see that. I can't see Dennis Lindsay saying that. That's just...
I've known Dennis for a while.
Maybe that's what Millsap heard.
That would be pretty shocking, honestly. If they know it's going to be in there, you'd think the apology would have started. Instead, Dennis Lindsay said he welcomes this.
In the NBA, Dennis Lindsay's been an NBA lifer. He's going to say, ship your black ass back to... Come on. I just find it so hard to believe. Now, why Elijah... Maybe Elijah's not happy with Dennis Lindsay, and he hates to see Dennis... This is his version of... going through Dennis Lindsay's Twitter.
he saw the Jazz on this great run, the best team in the West right now. He decided
didn't
to
know, like, maybe he didn't know it was going to
screw this up.
Maybe yeah. He didn't know it was going to turn it. Oh, I just thought I was going to chase a cloud. I didn't know it was going to turn into a forensics examination of a spreadsheet.
Well,
so we'll see.
It's a part of a tweet thread where he's talking about how bigotry hasn't gone anywhere. So and he used that as his prime example that even in basketball circles, things like this happen. So I don't think. I think he wanted to make this point and wanted it out there because it's like six or seven tweets talking about what he wants to do and why he made it a thing. So we'll see. And like you said, notes were taken, so we'll find out pretty soon.
Yeah. 1012 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. Come on in, hang out. It's Friday. We got three segments to go before we send you away for the weekend. If you got anything you want to say before we go, get in.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Deshaun made the news yesterday by tweeting, "Loyalty is everything. Don't you ever," in capital letters, "forget it. Ever forget it." And that's a future lyric. But it's kind of it's the irony that's just dripping. He caught a bunch from people. Really? I mean, that's of all the lyrics that Futures is really.
He showed his loyalty by signing that deal, and then the Texans were disloyal to him, John. That's what he's saying.
No.
That's what he's saying.
He's
look,
being disloyal to
I locked
Cal
in with you guys.
Cal just, that's all Cal does is scratch checks for him.
I don't understand why people are mad at me right now. I gave him a bunch of money. Why does he want to leave me?
Shut up, Cal.
Who was that supposed to be? Who just told Cal to shut up?
I'm on team Decal. Okay.
not D. Watson?
No, I'm on team D. Cal. Okay.
What does that mean for you, being on Cal's team? What do you get out of it?
Slower.
I'll see. Really? You didn't have to.
Everything is...
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
I do think Cal lives a leisurely life.
Well, Art put in there, when he was handing out water, Cal was going, I've never seen the inside of a Toyota before.
Well, you saying that's impossible?
No. I'm sure in high school...
What high school did he go to?
One of his poorer friends had a
Toyota. What poorer friends?
He probably had a poorer friend.
Why do you think that?
Because he's Bob McNair's kid. Of course he had poorer friends.
Yeah, but
why would his poor friends be driving a scholarship to go to wherever he went?
Yeah.
You think he went to one of those schools who allowed
those
types? What
about University of Texas?
Yeah, there was Toyotas there.
Did he see the inside of one?
Yeah, sure he did. There's people.
Yeah, 4Runner was dope back in the day.
You think Cal was driving a 4Runner and his friends were?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they went mud riding. Yeah. They probably went mud riding.
Yeah. I could see that.
No chance.
Cal was back there going.
No, I don't think he was making that noise.
Is that a default noise when you're just watching Netflix with them and you're just watching like, what is that? Like you're in a movie theater. What the hell is that noise?
You just hear it in the background.
Do you hear that?
It's such
yes,
a
and
shame.
It's getting I'm on my nerves. What is that noise?
Anyway, so what just went from the – what happened to Deshaun?
Are you chewing your mouth closed?
I asked you what you get from being on D-Cal's team, and then it went to this level.
That's all I'm saying. I don't know why I'm on team.
No, what you said was probably a slower life, I think is what you said.
Much more leisurely.
I would assume.
It's not in the fast lane.
What are the pressures that Cal has to deal with? What are the pressures that man has to deal with right now?
Zero. I mean, he inherited an NFL team. Good Lord. Could it be any better? Could you have luckier sperm?
Hands out a couple waters when something bad happens in the city, then goes back to life. Yeah.
And the rest of the time I spend eating, I'm watching my wife sleep. That's it. That's it. I mean, that's not a bad life.
It's not a bad life, no. Mm-mm. I mean, it doesn't help the people who root for his franchise, but it's a good life.
Anyway, so Ian Rappaport had some insight, I guess. I don't know. Maybe he's just making stuff up. I don't know. But here's Ian Rappaport.
That's how we should attack everyone who has any. I don't know. He could be making it up. I got no idea.
No idea. He's got sources. Okay.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, I've heard.
I was told.
Yeah.
I read.
I read. Here's Ian Rappaport on NFL Network, Lance's station.
Well, there was a little bit of a development in the Deshaun Watson Texans situation. He did finally speak with David Culley, the new head coach of the Houston Texans, mostly out of respect for an NFL grinder who has worked his entire career to get where he is now and become a head coach. That conversation happened, but nothing changed. From my understanding, Watson reiterated the stance that he has had the entire time, which is that he wants to be traded. So when might we expect a possible trade? I've talked to several sources knee-deep in this quarterback world. A couple important things. No one I've spoken with, for any of the teams, let's say, who may end up trading for a quarterback, no one believes that Deshaun Watson is going to get traded. That is one thing. As far as a timeline, the Texans do not view the start of free agency as any sort of deadline for anything. The draft may not even be a deadline. Translation, this is going to last for a very, very long time.
And I don't know, I saw one headline, and it had the word drama in it. And you know what this is turning into? It's turning into drama.
I mean, Deshaun's tweets aside, I don't see this as being very dramatic. It's been the same thing
drama.
Over and over again. I feel like since we heard that he wanted to be traded, nothing has really happened.
No, but it's cryptic tweets. It's...
Outside
of
that. I'm
not talking to them. I'm not, you know, I mean, it's just, and I want to be, this is all drama.
Maybe we have different definitions.
In real life, it's not.
There's nothing going on.
But it's being created in a way by the news cycle and the TV shows and everything. They're creating something out of nothing. Well, there's nothing going on right now.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, you can talk about the NBA. What do you mean? You can talk about the NBA.
Oh, no, that's active drama.
Yeah. Well, right. There's always drama in the NBA.
Pearl clutching and anger and like that is like love and basketball.
But there's actually games to talk about. There's actual scores. There's actual output. There are performances. That stuff. ESPN has turned into just one giant drama dredging gossip. Yeah, it's just gossip.
They're a gossip blog. They do that quite a bit. As far as what's actually happening. Sean tweets something, means little to nothing because the Texans don't care. They're not answering phone calls. They're not even taking them. Nothing's happened. I mean, the David Culley thing happened, which we expected at some point they would talk, and all he said was, I reiterate my stance. I don't want to play for this team. Okay.
I tell you this, though. I hadn't seen it yet. I mean, matter of fact, I was walking to my car after the show, and a buddy of mine texted it to me, and he goes, F this guy. Get him out of here. I mean, honestly, that it is. It's like Deshaun is going to catch. He is going to catch the worst of this.
We knew this was going to occur. You can't continue to tell people, "I don't want to play for your team anymore,"
right.
And for them to
city.
Even if they know that you probably have, you probably are in the right in terms of this is a disaster. People don't want to hear it over and over again. At some point, it's like, "All right, fine, leave, enough." And you can be a rational person and think Deshaun is right and see what this is, the disaster that he's seeing. But you're like, stop telling me you don't want to play for my team.
Right. The drama comes in is that it's all everything surrounding it has nothing to do with football. It's just all it's all speculation. It's all rumor. It's all innuendo. It's sources. It's all of this stuff that is just not.
I'm telling you the cryptic tweets are not doing
it. No, it's not. No, it's
it
not
started good. To get on people's nerves.
And of all the rap lyrics to quote, it's about loyalty.
And frankly, this is the least cryptic of them all.
Yeah.
It's pretty straightforward. Now people don't like it, and they talk about how ironic
but
it is.
Ironic.
Yes,
that he's talking about loyalty.
I understand. If you're Deshaun, you're saying, "I displayed loyalty when I signed with you guys, and you screwed me." I'm going to assume.
No, I haven't earned one penny of it, not one dime of that $156 million, not one cent of it, but I'm loyal. Really? Really? Because you took that big that signing bonus and you haven't played it down to the contract. Is that loyalty?
Well, Deshaun would say, look, I committed to a marriage, and the year in, you cheated and lied to me. So now I'm out.
They didn't cheat on him.
They lied.
Now, if they
would allegedly
have drafted a quarterback, if they draft a quarterback in the third round,
who's he going to be threatened by? The Tulsa quarterback?
Yeah.
Okay.
Third round, Kellen Zach Mond. Smith. Excuse me. What if it's Kellen Mond?
Zach Smith.
You think Kellen Mond is a threat?
Get invited to the combine.
There is no combine.
Yeah. What? Regional combines and there's still a combine list. He didn't make it.
He didn't make it.
Mm-mm. Kellen Mond did.
Got those tools.
Sam Ellinger
racism.
Did.
Racism.
Shane Bouchel did.
He just pointed out it's not racism when other white quarterbacks got invited. You can't just throw that out there.
Their same kind of level.
Oh, because his name's Zach. That's why.
You
name
think
the black Zach
Wilson.
Ready, go.
Zach Wilson would have been invited to a real combine.
Name a black Zach quarterback. Go.
That's what I'm saying. It's racism. Because white guys are Zach.
Zach Wilson got invited.
Yeah, but... But that,
and he's the whitest of the white. He played at BYU.
BYU
white. What are you talking about?
BYU white.
No, but he's a rich kid. That doesn't count.
What?
Probably bought his way in.
So what? okay.
That's, probably.
It's like the admission scandal. It's like the admission scandal all over again.
That's right. That's right. Speaking of which.
Some of these guys do seem
like. Speaking of which, my buddy who went down for it, guess who's four cells down from him?
Let me guess. Suge Knight.
Joe Exotic. He he plays spades with Joe Exotic.
Shut up!
No. He plays spades with Joe Exotic. He says he cheats at spades. Like a diamond comes up. No, I don't have any diamonds. Here's Trump. And then like four cards later, here's a diamond. I lead a diamond. Wait, you said you didn't have any.
You know how I know he's in a country club? Because Joe might have gotten knifed or at least beat up badly for doing that in a different prison.
Yeah, no, he said I got the whole spiel on Joe. He said we played spades, and he gave me this whole the whole spiel.
Has your buddy tattooed an image of Joe on his body yet?
No,
he's not part of his harem.
I don't know that.
No, he's not.
I don't know.
I did want to ask him if Joe has any boyfriends in there, but I didn't.
Why didn't you ask?
Because
him?
They read everything.
Oh, they read the transcript.
They read everything that you.
Excuse me, buddy, unnamed buddy, have you committed to Joe and put a tattoo of him on yourself yet?
Yeah,
I need that information.
So, he's okay guy.
Surprising that Joe would cheat at something.
Yeah. So he said, so I could give you a little bit of insight of what's going on with him. He says that that stamps are it ain't cigarettes anymore. Stamps. It's stamps that's are the that's the currency.
Honey buns, so not honey buns.
He bets two stamps a night with the guys, with the fellas, on three-team parlays, NBA parlays.
Well, I think stamps being the currency may be a little bit specific to the prison he's in, like the type of prison he's in.
Yeah.
You think stamp? I think in other places, we're still talking about drugs and cigarettes.
It's store. It's store in other places. I don't watch enough.
The commissary.
Store. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the commissary.
Store. You got your honey buns, ramen noodles. That's the
right. But I think that. I don't know why stamps are there. Maybe you can trade stamps for commissary. I don't know whatever the deal is, but he says stamps are the deal. But he hasn't picked one 3-team winner yet. So, but the black guys love him. So because he plays with them.
Mm.
Your
buddy sounds like Justin.
So he gets
keeps losing picking games.
He is. He's the Justin of picking games. But they gave him a good seat by the TV because he plays with them.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
your buddy's look. Your buddy's he ingratiates himself,
and he says you. Don't,
I like him.
You don't sit in anybody else's seat.
Oh, pff, I would imagine
in their TV seat.
That is a
no. That's a no-no. That's no. You
that'll get you messed
learned,
up in there.
He learned in a hurry. He also said I'm kosher, so I he gets a different menu, which is the smart thing to do, because you get the kosher food is better. Now there's a lot of guys can't pull that off. He can.
Would your buddy volunteer for if they did a reboot of Scared Straight, would he be one who would want to yell at kids about what it's like and go, you don't want to be like me?
No, he said it's actually not so bad. The whole thing ain't so bad. I play spades and I watch TV.
There it is.
It ain't so bad. It's 1028 ESPN 97.5. I want to talk right now about hoops, sporting goals, and equipment and the greatness that is hoops. If you're looking for the best goal, this is not an argument. I mean, I actually look at the goals, and when I see a really nice one, oh, it's got hoops on the side. That's right. You'll see the hoops logo or the word hoops on the side of the stanchion, and you're like, that's the best damn goal that there is because you can raise and lower it. The kids love it. They want to play dad. They want to be able to dunk dad. They want to be able to actually reach the basket dad. They're 5, 6, 7 years old. And you want them outside playing? I mean, you could put it. I mean, pave the backyard and put it in the backyard, whatever, so that they're inside the fence. If the driveway is near the street, you can buy a screen that will block the ball from going into the street to save your kids. That's the kind of dad you are. That's great. And here's the deal: you got all the accessories, got the best goal in the market, and you've got the kids that are able to have fun. It's all in one website. ProDunkHoops.com. You're looking for the best goal? ProDunkHoops.com.
Well, hello! To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Yeah. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. The whole deal, this whole Deshaun deal, is the main story today. Russell Wilson's also out there. Said he would accept. Apparently, he's told the team, "I want to be here, but I'll accept team to. I'll accept a trade to four different teams: the Bears, the Raiders. Was it the Bears, the Raiders? Who else? The Cowboys and the Saints.
Yes.
And you know that's getting into a weird kind of. Now, he'll be back there. They included him on the offensive coordinator hire. They, you know, I guess this started with there was some rumors about them talking about trade, and then he was on, was it Dan Patrick or was it
Dan Patrick?
It was on Dan Patrick's show that he was asked about, you know, are you okay with everything? Well, I'd like to be protected more. And then he said, you know, whatever. If they're talking about trade, well, whatever. The organization. You need to ask them about that.
Yeah, he said that's a Seahawk question.
That's a Seahawk question. I didn't think that was – that's exactly what he should have answered.
Yeah, apparently it's a little more contentious in private.
Yeah.
And despite the coordinator stuff, the Seahawks didn't appreciate, I guess, his openness about his problems with how things are going when he was being so public about it.
Well, I'm sure his offensive line wasn't crazy about it either.
Yeah, so – It is kind of weird that the teams are out there and if you want to trade me, since I have no trade, here are the teams. So if you can get something done, go ahead. But I want to stay. That is a forward step for that to be out there. Sure, I'd love to stay. But if you want, these are four teams I'd be willing to go to, and to make it public.
That seems like right. And then there was the he stormed out of a meeting because they wouldn't listen to him in the week before the Arizona game, the second Arizona game, and they apparently ironed that out. But I thought that he and Pete allegedly he and Pete Carroll have a good relationship, but apparently it's not all that great. It would be very surprising.
Yeah,
very surprising for the Seahawks to trade.
One of the defensive veterans has said a couple of things. KJ Wright was on NFL Good Morning Football on Lance's network, NFL Network. Don't pump your fist. You'll hurt your shoulder again. Yeah. I was kind of caught off guard.
He'll probably throw out his right shoulder.
KJ Wright said, I was kind of caught off guard myself, but looking back at it, Russ isn't going anywhere. As long as I'm going to be in Seattle, Russ is going to be the quarterback. He means too much to us. He means way too much to this organization. He means way too much to the city. And Russ responded with,
I ain't like that dirty ass, trash ass city.
He didn't actually say that. That is still Denzel Mims. I don't know if KJ Wright has any say in it, to be honest. It's nice, I guess, that your veteran defender wants him, but I don't think he has any say. He has no control.
No.
He can't tell. He's not gonna. Is he going to step in and broker peace between the two sides? Seems unlikely.
No. Listen, this is a lot of... Man, there's so much drama these days.
And it's weird that it's coming from the quarterback. You know, we usually attribute this to receiver or corner. These are faces of the franchise we're talking about here. Guys who, if they left, changes the entire complexion of an organization. These are the guys having these discussions.
Yeah. No, change the entire organization. Hey, Dell, you got to see what Chilk Cuts Deep. He sent us a... Mike Silver put out a Sage Rosenfels quote, and apparently he was talking about Cal. Exactly. Apparently Sage Rosenfels joined the Texans in 2006. He wasn't sure exactly what Cal McNair did, with one vivid exception. So, and it was on a podcast. See what that is, and let's play it right away before we get to news of the weird. Not much else going on. That JJ apparently Titans are possible, and that's so surprising.
We gotta play it now.
You got it,
because it plays into everything we like to talk about.
Oh no! All right, here's so you heard it.
I heard the first part, and I got the 30 seconds. Like, okay, this is for us. This is exactly what we need.
Sage Rosenfels on what's the name of the podcast?
He was on the Pass It Down podcast with Mike Silver and I believe someone, maybe his wife.
It's
I'm not
a
sure.
Female,
yeah, I'm not sure. But
female's talking about routes.
We can get to that too. Here's Sage Rosenfels.
And I've got really nothing bad to say about Cal McNair. He always treated me really nice. how he's open to conversations with him. But one time, my first year there, I was talking to David Carr about this, and David had just come from Cal's office, I think, to discuss something. I'm not sure what it was. And I was like, what's, and I hadn't really met Cal at this point. I'm like, what's Cal like? He's like, well, I walk into his office and he's sitting on the floor. There's no desk or anything. No way. And there's this huge TV on the wall and he's playing video games. I was like, what? What? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, well, I don't know. And that's like my only really like behind the curtain Cal McNair story, other than that he was a really nice guy and sat, it was usually like his dad's right hand guy. So
doesn't that sound exactly like we would, that's a joke we would make, and it's real.
That is not real.
Why would David Carr lie to his backup quarterback? Lance, did you hear that, Lance?
Lance did not. He did not hear that. Sage Rosenfels told the story. David Carr told him. Sage hadn't met Cal yet. He goes, what's Cal like? He goes, well, when in his office, there's no furniture or desk or anything. He's sitting on the floor with a giant TV on the wall, and he's playing video games.
No.
Yes. Yes. He is exactly who we think he is.
Well, that's, oh, yeah. No, once I saw the glove at the baseball game, once I saw the, and my friend who's a scout, he's a low-level scout for an AFC team. He said, he's the same one who came up with Captain
Conductor Cal.
Yeah, Conductor Cal. He's the same one who came up with the nickname of Conductor Cal. He goes, I'm just going to tell you, Lance. He goes, you don't know how many times I've told people the story of the Houston Texans owner was at a baseball game with the glove behind home plate. I said, I wish it wasn't
behind
real,
the screen.
Behind the screen, he's got a glove. Cal's me, though. Because when Sage came in with David Carr, I was playing video games, too.
You're a little disrespectful to yourself.
Yeah. No, no, no.
No, but like, I would have been playing video games, too.
You insulted yourself a little bit.
Be a little out of order.
I would have preferred a chair. No.
It's sitting on the floor.
He's got an office.
Hey, Cal, you winning?
When did Sage get there?
He's
3 years in?
2006.
2006 is 4 years in. Cal still didn't have a desk.
He had an office, giant TV, no desk, sitting on the floor playing video games.
I'm bobbing there, walking by. Ready? And it's stopping. Well, hey, buddy, you winning? Yeah. You beating them? You beating the monsters or whatever? Yep. Okay, good job. Hey, stay on it. Let me know how you do later. Are you beating the monsters? Are you winning? Yeah.
Yeah, Dad, I am.
Did you win the race or the championship? Whatever. What was it? Now I got to know what he's playing.
What do you Donkey think he's playing? Kong.
He might have been playing.
He probably is playing old school stuff.
Yeah.
You think Cal's a Call of Duty guy?
No, he's not a Call of Duty.
Well, maybe. Was Cal maybe playing Madden? That might have been getting him ready for this. Was he playing Madden?
No, he couldn't have, because Madden, there's no way you would have traded DeAndre Hopkins for a second rounder if you played Madden.
Well, 06 Madden.
No, even
they didn't have that function, did they?
It doesn't matter. You still know value of players if you play Madden. There's no chance he was playing Madden.
Well, there wasn't a salary cap thing in there back then.
That doesn't matter. You still know the value of players. You know how good they are if you play Madden.
He didn't make that trade. Bill O'Brien didn't. He's a freaking
no,
coach.
No, he had to sign off on it.
He doesn't know. He's just whatever you guys tell me.
Oh.
What do you think he was playing? Burger Time?
I think it was Donkey Kong.
Like an old Burger Time? Remember the one where you'd have to do the beers? You'd have to go to each of the four ledges and do beers and throw it down the thing, and then the empty beer glass would come back, and you had to catch it before
it
would break?
No, I don't remember that. I don't.
There is a chance.
Miss Pac-Man?
No, if he's playing video games, it was something.
You don't know.
You think he's using a console to play Miss Pac-Man? No, I can see if it was like the arcade game.
Sure, he had a console?
He said he was sitting on the floor playing.
You know what he was playing?
With the TV on the wall.
Just had a joystick.
No, he was playing Tiger Woods Golf.
Was he playing Pong?
No, Tiger Woods Golf. Tiger Woods Golf. We all played that.
Tiger Woods in 2006.
We all played Tiger Woods Golf. Tiger Woods Golf was what he was playing. I'd be willing to bet a lot of money he played Tiger Woods.
Can that be asked of him at the next presser?
Brian T. Smith could probably get away with it. Somebody tag Brian T. Smith and ask him what the video game was. Ask him what his favorite video game of all time. That's a way for us to kind of get it in a tricky way.
Do you think he showed up for midnight releases of games?
No.
But he's at a point where they just send it to him, right?
Yeah. He used to, probably.
He's at a level where they just send him the game. He's
an influencer.
Sure. Sure, that's what he is.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's a perfect way to end the week, that story.
That's the worst. Because it validates everything.
We already knew what was real.
I know, but I wanted to have something that said, no, you guys are wrong.
He is who we thought he is. Let me break it down. He's in an office, no furniture, sitting on the floor playing video games.
But he's got a big TV mounted to the wall because Daddy set him up. Hey, give him a big TV.
But no couch.
How about not even a couch? You think he had a Slurpee or a big gulp?
I'm sure he was drinking Mountain Dew.
He had a what? A Capri Sun?
Juice box. Unlimited juice boxes.
Gosh, this is the worst.
And then when...
This is the owner and of
when,
our team.
And when his dad walked by and go, great job, son, he said...
No.
Sage told us it's all out there. Every joke we've ever made has been confirmed. And I feel great about it.
I feel horrible about it. That this is running.
Do you think once this...
This is what we... no wonder. Deshaun, please leave.
Once this story...
Let Deshaun go. Deshaun now.
Once this story circulates, do you think people will be like, you know what? Yeah, Deshaun's right. Do what you got to do, buddy. Be as cryptic as you like. Get the hell out of here.
Oh, God. I can't do this anymore. That's all. Go to break. Oh, no. I got to talk about my peeps over at the MMA law firm. LargeLossLawyers.com. LargeLossLawyers.com. Look, you had damage from the Arctic freeze. You had pipes burst. You had your ceiling caving in. You lost all your furniture. All of this stuff is going on. The insurance agent is going to come out, and he's going to lowball you. That's just a fact. That is just what's going to happen. You don't want this. How about for free, absolutely free, McClenny, Mosley, and Associates will review your insurance policy and claim. Absolutely free. They'll advise you on the best course of action, and they can fight for proper compensation so you can get back to living your life. You deserve this. You had insurance. You had homeowners insurance. If you had issues with the Arctic blast or you're having any problems with an insurance company, all you got to do, it's simple. LargeLossLawyers.com. LargeLossLawyers.com. They're pros. Insurance companies hate them. They always get over on insurance companies. Insurance companies want to deal with you, not them. So call them. LargeLossLawyers.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
I'm going to give you the opportunity to watch some football where the owner does not play video games while sitting on the floor. That's because football is not over. So call our 513-780-3776. Wins a pair of tickets to the State Fair Classic Spring Game at Globe Life. So they've moved it from the Cotton Bowl. It's now going to be at Globe Life Park in Arlington. See one of the fiercest rivalries in SWAC football history as the Prairie View Panthers take on the Grambling Tigers Saturday, March 13th at Globe Life Park in Arlington. And for HBCU fans, enjoy a halftime concert live featuring R&B group Drew Hill. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Call at 573-780-3776. John, didn't you call a game there as the Houston Roughnecks play-by-play guy? Didn't the Dallas team play their games there at Globe Life Park?
We played, yeah.
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 The older Ranger
Stadium.
Turned
it into, yeah.
Yeah.
Turned it into
so that's where the game will be now, switching from the Cotton Bowl to Globe Life Park.
Oh, yeah. They did a nice job with it. The seating, you were pretty close to the field. There'll be plenty of good seats available for that. Yeah. All right. News of the weird. We got, does the Cal thing get any weirder?
It actually is not that weird to me, considering who he is.
Yeah. conservative commentators are losing their minds. Mr. Potato Head rebrands as gender neutral.
So he's just Potato Head
There's
now?
There's Mr. Potato Head, Mrs. Potato Head, but then they have a baby who's gender neutral.
So it's just Potato Head then? Baby Potato Head?
Oh, no. Mr. Potato Head will no longer be labeled as male. He's just Potato Head now.
I don't care.
But they do have a baby here that looks like, you can't tell. I don't know what, so I don't know potato genders for all that well.
Neither do
If they have those little spuds, they?
Will the new Potato Head have a mustache still?
Do you think that's some kind of transmitted disease, those spuds?
It's a question that you need to ask.
Those things on them.
So will either one have a mustache?
Yeah, it still has a mustache, I guess. So,
and that doesn't mean you're male or female,
no.
correct? Having a hairy upper lip?
Nope. Hey, have you ever seen a lot of Italian moms?
No. Okay. I don't run into a lot of Italian moms.
Couldn't tell.
Okay.
That's not an indicator.
Okay, sure. I'll take your word for it.
Racist, Del.
I'm not being... That's not a racist thing to say.
It is.
How so?
Italian women.
What?
Yeah. Okay.
I think you're messing that whole thing up.
Okay. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. Apparently... Vice President Kembo Mohadi of Bulawayo.
A real place?
It is a real place. Apparently, he's the vice president of Bulawayo. And he offered to pay the college fees for a woman from Bulawayo.
What does she have to do in return?
Well, then he said, they got to have sex. Do you think that, is it coincidence the timeline was just bad or do you think the other way?
I'm going to say there's a correlation. They're extremely connected.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he thought to himself, I'm going to pay for her tuition. And then a month later, so you know what? It'd be great to have sex with her. I'm attracted to her.
Yeah.
I think they're connected.
Yeah, I think.
Is he paying for a young man's tuition? Possibly.
We don't know that.
But that story hasn't come out yet.
No. And did he ask him for sex?
Yeah,
I don't know.
These are things I would need to know I jump to a conclusion.
Who is Slow Thigh?
You're asking the wrong person.
Slow Slowthai. You ever hear him?
No.
Apparently, he's a singer, and he during his concert. He takes fans and he spits in their mouths.
Oh, that is one of the most horrific things.
I mean, there's a video of, and the women, and they like this apparently. But apparently, he said he would stop because they asked him to stop because of, you know.
Corona?
Yeah, because of the coronavirus.
So these women go to shows knowing there's a possibility that a man they've never met will spit in their mouth?
Yeah.
Is this the evolution of sign and boobs?
To spit in someone's... What would Lance do?
Well, he wouldn't do it because he likes a person. He would do it out of pure jealousy.
I like NFL to spit coach. In his mouth while he sleeps.
Yeah, that's not a... It's a different thing he's working
right.
with. It's out of almost pure hate that he would do it.
Right. So apparently Oregon Senate Republicans have walked out for a third straight year... Citing COVID-19, they're staying home. They're not going. They're not going to, apparently, they're not headed to the Senate, and they will not show up because of COVID-19 restrictions, which may want them to stay home.
So the restrictions are suggesting to stay home, and they're protesting it by staying home?
They're protesting it by staying home.
Do they know what a protest is?
I'm not sure.
That's the you show up to the place to protest.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. It's politics. I don't want any part of it.
So a neo-Nazi was found guilty for conspiring, or a soldier was found guilty for conspiring with neo-Nazis, but he wants to have his grand jury overturned because it wasn't racially diverse.
So he had hoped for a racially diverse
a guy who doesn't believe in racial diversity.
So wouldn't he have been upset the whole time by a diverse jury?
Apparently not. a guy who just believes in white supremacy didn't want all whites on there.
Wait, he was convicted by all whites, or he was?
Well, he was brought charges against him by all whites.
Huh. Well, I can't say he didn't get what he deserved.
I don't think that they would be. See, he wanted more black and Hispanic members. Do you think they'd be sympathetic to the neo-Nazi cause?
Maybe he thought he was dealing with a bunch of white liberals. He thought his cause may have fell on better ears if, you know, there was more a racially diverse crowd. I'm assuming he's wrong.
Yeah.
But maybe he's more disdainful of white liberals. I don't know who's – where was it? Where did the trial take place?
I don't know. That goes too deep into it.
Okay. I can't speak to that man's thought process.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, that's too far into it. In the United States. A man called his ex a moron by text while he was storming the Capitol. Guess what happened, though?
She snitched on him.
That's
I saw
exactly
that story.
What happened.
It has been a great path for revenge for an ex, that entire thing. More people than just, I just recognize that person. It's a lot of people have been like, that person was a D word to me. I'm going to tell.
Right.
And exes have taken a huge part in that. I respect it, particularly if they treated you poorly. It's some time for some get back.
Yeah.
You know, I hope at some point we find out some random college coach was involved and they start to negatively recruit against him. Do you really want to play for that guy? All walks of life were there, so why wouldn't a college coach have been part of it?
That would be sweet. All right, 1056 ESPN 97.5. We're done for the week. Hope you had a great week listening to us. The Press Box is next right here. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.